This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program presents Tech Talk Time. I'm Doug Steffen along with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, broadcasting live at DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. So those of you who want to get a hold of the podcasts, if you listen to 1 hour of the program, you want to listen to more, help yourself to any of those sites. There's a Good Day app available on iTunes that we're working on making a 24-hour channel. Is that right, Richie? Is that
we are.
Working along TuneIn Radio. Stitcher is another great place.
There you can run, but you cannot hide from the Good Day Show.
We're all over the place. Yes. Okay, so Tech Talk, the national law on self-driving cars that people are suggesting probably not around the corner. Those, they call them self-driving or autonomous cars, whichever you want to use, same thing. If you listen to the conversation, there was a big to-do in the news media this past week about Uber introducing self-driving cars in Pittsburgh and what that means and what they've done and are you going to be able to have a self-driving car and what does that involve? Well, if you have a Tesla today, there are many people who allow it to sort of drive itself. I've ridden in one. A friend of mine has one. And we were driving down the street. I was amazed when it got close to a car, slowed up, put the brakes on, stopped. Driver didn't do anything. Turning left, turning right, being aware of what's around the car is something that blew my mind. Right? And this is not a self-driving car. It's sort of it's set up to be like an autopilot on a plane. You fly the plane or you put it on autopilot. Same with the driver here. You drive it or you put it on autopilot. So is this something that the government, you can be sure the government's going to be all over this at some point in time.
Yeah.
You know, people say, well, this is going to be good because I'll take a nap on the way to work, but I'll have my own car. I'll finish the essay before I get to school. And that circumstance needs the, in order to have some sort of authority or control on this, people think it needs to have government approval or government control or sanction or whatever it is. But if you look around, especially during an election year, this is not something that's going to come to the front seat of consideration. But you'll see Google continuing to test these self-driving cars. You'll see Apple, although they could kick back a little bit. Uber is going to launch driverless cars in more cities. In Chicago, city council considering a preemptive ordinance that would completely ban self-driving cars. Period. End of story. And that may be what happens now. But in the future,
can you imagine self-driving cars in Manhattan or in Chicago? I mean, it just,
Here's a dilemma.
What's the dilemma, Rich?
There's a moral dilemma here with self-driving
cars. Did I introduce
cars?
Everybody? Rich McFadden.
Yes.
And I did Victoria Keelan. I'm sorry if I didn't.
No,
go ahead, Rich. You were saying?
There's a moral dilemma with self-driving cars. You basically have a computer deciding what a 4,000-pound
machine
will do in a life and death situation.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that you are coming up to a green light and getting ready to go through an intersection at 40 miles an hour. And somebody steps into the intersection and you have to slam on your brakes. And to swerve means your death and hit the bridge abutment. Mm-hmm. To go straight means the death of the person in the crossway.
Yep.
What do they program the computer to do? Mm-hmm. Do they program the computer to kill you?
Because this has to be built into the program.
It has to be built into the program. Mm-hmm. So they can they can program a car to be able to identify lanes, other cars around me, red lights, green lights, as much as they want. But until they tackle this moral dilemma issue, I want 100% control of that car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it would be great that if I have an assist, like a driver assist mode, mm-hmm. where I don't see somebody stopping in front of me and it puts on the brakes for me, I'm all for that.
Yeah, that's a cool feature for sure.
But I want, my brain can make that decision in a split second. I don't want some MIT graduate that worked at Ford or wherever deciding who's going to die in a certain situation. Because if I have my kids in the car, I'm sorry, Mr. Crosswalk, you shouldn't be there.
Right. And the other thing that's interesting that no one has really... Right. The other aspect of this is, how is this going to change the car insurance landscape? Because, if you think about it, like Richie was saying, if you take away your human ability to make those decisions, well, if you hit someone, or if it's, let's say, if it's not, even if it's just a fender bender, mm-hmm. whose fault is it? Well, the car was driving, I wasn't. And then, well, is there a different insurance rate for when the car is
wild.
In charge?
The opportunity, the crazy, this is wild stuff.
It's a spider web, and I don't see anyone figuring this out for a very long time.
Driver assist, I think, is fine, but totally autonomous? Not going there.
All right, so sort of hand in hand with this, the Uber service for women only. This is something that started in Orange County here last week on the West Coast, but they're wanting to try it in Boston because of the driver that raped the young girl last summer. There have been similar circumstances like that here in other places, in California, Georgia, and Illinois, Texas, Washington, Florida. So is this going to be help? I don't know. This is sort of technology, in a sense. There's an app for women called See Jane Go, and that's the name of the company that is specializing in service for women only. It's an Uber-like service, a Lyft or whatever it is, but just for women. Get the app the same way you get the Uber and the Lyft app and come to pick you up. I don't know how it identifies. Let's say some guy decides to download the app and use it. Does it refuse when they come to pick him up? Is he not picked up?
Well, it actually will refer you automatically to a local, to your nearest Uber or Lyft car. Mm. So men can use this app as long as they are with a female passenger, and as long as the female is the one who initiates the ride.
Sure.
It's all female drivers and all female passengers. So men are allowed in the car, but it's women are controlling it.
Mm-hmm.
So women are drivers in the service.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, here's the dilemma with this story. Only 14% of Uber drivers in the United States are women. Where are they going to get all the drivers?
Well, I think the reason for that is because women, I think this type of service would make women
premium.
Instantly feel more secure.
Yeah.
And I think that
as
there's a security as a driver. There's
more.
A security issue, I think, that women have as not wanting to be an Uber driver because you can't control who you're picking up.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other side of it is there's going to be a pay difference because it's a premium service. And I think that people, although they ought
that
not to have
well.
To pay more, why should people be safe, feel safe? Why should they pay more? That's a question. It's an ethical, moral question that could come out of all of this. But the other side of it is it's something that is like anything else. It'll supply and demand. And if there aren't enough women and women want it, they'll pay more. That's basically the bottom line. That's the
capitalist system. Agrees that there's a problem with their having a lack of women drivers, and it said that it was going to create 1 million driver jobs for women by 2020.
Well, let's see what happens.
I don't know. I just don't know. You know, you can be picking up. I mean, I know if you're an Uber driver, you can set your own hours.
Yeah, some 250-pound drunk guy at 2 o'clock
right.
in the morning.
Exactly. And if what if you're, you know, you're going to be concerned about your own safety. If I'm picking up Drunk Rich in the back. Now, Drunk Rich is a fun Drunk Rich. But if you know, Evil Rich gets in the car and we don't know what's happening, that's a difficult situation for a woman to want to even volunteer to be in that situation. So I think, you know, just I'm thinking I would do this if I was in college and I needed to set some extra hours to pick up some extra money. I would definitely be a driver for CJ and Go. Absolutely. I wouldn't think twice about it.
Any one of you jumped into a cab and had a female driver?
I can't remember ever having a female
driver. I've had, I'd say maybe one a year.
Really?
And I'm in cabs a lot.
12.7% of U.S. taxi drivers and chauffeurs are women.
Chauffeurs, yeah.
Taxi I should driver. Say...
Chauffeurs, I've had women, but I have not ever had a woman taxi driver. Ever.
I've had about one a year of yellow cabs. Mm-hmm. So in suburbs, if I'm down at the Jersey Shore, I find a lot more women are in the suburbs. But in Manhattan, I've only had maybe one a year.
Yeah. Another launch of a satellite scrubbed. We'll talk about that, plus understanding how you can use your router better. That's coming up. Tech Talk time is 17 after the hour.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A Georgia man recently discovered that his neighbors had astonishing control over his home. He just wanted to add a new round stoop to match the character of the old house. But because he lives in a historic district, his neighbors were able to stop him. He found out that they had no control, however, over paint colors. So he painted the house lime green with purple polka dots. Very soon, they all decided maybe the stoop wouldn't be so bad after all, and a compromise was reached. If they had all looked first through the lens of liberty, they might have realized that all governments, even homeowners associations, have more important things to worry about than the shape of our front stoops.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
According to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, there are over 5,000 robberies every day. Your home could be at risk of being burglarized. Don't put your loved ones and valuables in jeopardy. For just over a dollar per day, your home can be protected from break-ins, fire, and more. Get the latest home security technology from Protect Your Home, your ADT authorized dealer. Over 6 million households sleep better at night with ADT monitored home security. What's more, Protect Your Home is offering you their latest equipment, an $850 value, absolutely free for qualified customers. Protect your loved ones and home today. Call now for licenses and to find out more. The call is free, 1-800-261-3620. That's 1-800-261-3620. Again, 1-800-261-3620. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
By 19 after the hour, the launch of the United Launch Alliance's Atlas V rocket, which was supposed to carry a digital globe, a high-resolution commercial surveillance satellite, got scrubbed because of a hydrogen leak, which would cause an ice ball to develop on one of the umbilical cords, and that's a no-no anytime anything like that happens. That happened because of the mechanism. I mean, it's not this time of year, especially in California, you're not going to have that sort of a problem, but if you remember when in 1986 the shuttle went down, it was because of ice forming on one of the O-rings that protected the umbilical cords. So anyway, they take no chance of that stuff now. So they'll reschedule. I thought that was sort of interesting, a hydrogen leak. 21 past the hour.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Half the hour. This is Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden at your service and on your side with information for you to think about. What I get a kick out of, I got on a plane on Saturday to come out to L.A. from Boston. First thing on the PA, the very first thing, if you are carrying a Samsung Galaxy 7 Note, make sure you do not turn it on. Make sure it's off. If we see them, we will confiscate them.
Wow.
That kind of stuff. So they want anything to
That's
do
fantastic.
With Galaxy.
I just don't understand why people still have them. They were recalled. Yeah. You're supposed to turn them in.
Take it back, dummy.
Yeah.
It's really, but I thought I was really taking back, you know, the usual announcements and then.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want to see you with your Galaxy.
And you have a Galaxy, right? But you have
I do. Mine's a 4, I think.
Can you imagine if ISIS is telling people to go out and grab all these phones that they can?
Yeah, right.
Oh, gee.
Take them on planes and charge them up.
Yeah. Way to give them ideas, Rich.
Hey, while we're on the phone thing, Doug, Victoria and I have been talking all morning about a new, let me grab my iPhone here, a new iPhone feature with the iOS 10 update.
Yeah.
Called, was it Bedtime?
Bedtime.
Yeah, Bedtime. So if you open your clock on your iPhone now, if you've done your iOS,
this has nothing to do with a head phone device.
No. This is an alarm. So they've always had an alarm where you can just, you know, set multiple alarms. Mine went off at 3:30 this morning, and whatever. And now they have a new feature called Bedtime. And Bedtime says, you know, how old are you? This is how many hours you should be sleeping. What time do you want to wake up? Okay, I want to wake up at 3:25. Great. You should go to bed at 8:25, and it sends you a little reminder, hey, it's bedtime.
Really?
And then along with it comes some options for...
Nobody's got to think about anything anymore.
No,
we become
no.
like robots.
Yep.
Nobody's going to use a brain, a muscle, nothing.
I'm dead asleep. I mean, my brain is in sleep mode. I don't want to use it. Mm-hmm. But the new alarm on this bedtime feature is kind of a slow, gradual alarm instead of that type thing. And Victoria and I were comparing the different music this morning. And I'm an early riser guy, so it starts out, you know. Mm. And slowly gets
louder. Does it not wake you up?
and louder.
Mm.
And after about 20 seconds, I hear it. And I go, and it's a lot less jarring than that, you know, alarm thing. Mm-hmm. So we've decided, I think we've both decided that we like it, and we've been using it. You can set it for how many ever days. So mine are Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday are off. I can say, you know, okay, how often do I want my reminder to go off? And I can set the volume for the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also some other interesting things that Apple's been trying to get more into the health aspect to compete with the Fitbit watches. So the Apple Watch will monitor your heart rate whenever you want it to, and they're trying to get into sleep patterns. So sleep analysis is also part of this bedtime feature.
Yeah.
But the downside to it, though, I keep my phone at the other end of the bedroom because I don't want it anywhere near the bed. So it's supposedly on how much your phone moves and throughout the night and where it is and the position and how often you turn it on to check like what time it is. It'll help analyze your sleep patterns. I just don't know how effective it's going to be for people like me who, you know, leave it on the other side of the room.
That's what I use my Garmin step tracker for. I could care less about how many steps I take during a day. I know about what I'm going to take, so I don't track it every day. But I am very interested to see that last night in the 6 hours of sleep I got, 2.5 hours of those were deep sleep, which is good for me on a short night's sleep. So I wear that Garmin tracker just to track my sleep, basically.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, that's good. By the way, the satellite, to go back to the satellite that didn't get launched, I just was nosing around. This thing is so specialized. This thing is so strong, it can detect a football in a football game from 24,000 miles up. Can you imagine?
Wow.
No, can you imagine? Coming up, teenagers sues parents for posting a party picture on Facebook 28 past the hour.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
I'm Dr. Rico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. With campaign season in high gear, I've been thinking about some of the most memorable statements that political leaders have delivered over the years. One of the most famous lines ever spoken would definitely be when Franklin Roosevelt declared, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." He believed fear was crippling America during the Great Depression. He also believed that the first step to overcoming that fear was to acknowledge its existence. Today, fear still cripples many aspects of American life. This time, however, it's the fear of being sued that often plagues Americans. In my weekly visits with you, I've shared examples of how that fear has affected everyone from doctors, manufacturers, and teachers to charities, community parks, and many others. We've even heard about how the fear of being sued led one person to refuse to give CPR to a coworker dying before her eyes. Let's be fair. The good news is that we have the power to eliminate this problem. But first, policymakers have to admit that it exists. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave, but you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's harrys.com, code 0808.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Victoria Keelan, Derek Stevens is, where did he go this week? He went to some, is he at the NAB? Yep. Maybe at the NAB.
No, Greg Stevens in Europe.
Oh, Europe. Okay. No NABers over there. Okay, so the continuing story of the wake-up alarm, if you're just joining us, Rich and Victoria were talking about a new alarm that they have on their Apple device, but apparently this is something that's on Samsung as well. The wake-up alarm is a fade-up so that it wakes you gently.
And it tracks your sleep. It's just, it's more than just an on-off alarm. It's got a lot of other sleep features. Mm-hmm. So Victoria and I were digging a little deeper into it, and she found some other interesting things that the new health app on your iPhone can do for you.
Yeah, the health data is now tracking mindfulness. It's tracking your sleep, which we got into a little bit there with the bedtime app.
How does it track mindfulness? What does that mean?
Well, it's how many mindful minutes you're spending a day.
What does that mean, though? Mindfulness to me means that you're conscious, you're thinking about, like, the social interaction that you have with people or the ramifications of actions that you take.
Well, what it does, which is really interesting, it's if you meditate, and if you use a guided meditation app, and I think, Doug, you and I both are fans of Deepak Chopra's guided
meditations. Use a lot of, we have used a lot of these programmed. I have CDs, and Meredith has the stuff that it's used. You can find it on the iPhone. Or
right, so instead of CDs, it's built into your phone. You have it right there.
Yeah. So I use his guided meditation app, and so what this new function on the iPhone does, it knows how often I'm going to that app, and so it'll log it in for me how many minutes I spent meditating. Mm. And so then that overall will help calculate your mindful minutes for the day. Mm. And if you want to set a goal for yourself, I'd like to have 30 mindful minutes a day, then this app can actually help you do that.
Wow. So there's all kinds of ways.
Look at this. They have a bathroom tracker.
Nothing the imagination can't create.
And then it goes into your calendar, and you track your bathroom. That's very
neat. Take a picture of it?
Right. And it tracks, and it analyzes. It analyzes your stools, and then after a month, it tells you what your stomach health is like.
That's right. So we need mindless. We are going to become a mindless. We're just going to become like vegetables. We are. All of us, none of us are going to think anymore.
The hammer? Somebody said, I can't pound it with my forehead anymore. We're all going to become like vegetables. They're tools, Doug.
Sorry.
Tools.
Tools to make your mind mush. That's all it is. Although I will tell you,
we can learn
by making mistakes and trying again. See, I think that's what the strategy here is to, with me anyway, I learn slowly. And I learn on devices as I want to use them, as I feel the need to learn, so that I can, more than anything else, sort of use them in conjunction with the radio program. Because in my life, I don't need any of this. In my other life, I don't need any of this stuff. Does it help me to be able to communicate with people with email, for example, for the farm? And in my personal life, of course. It makes life much different, much more instantaneous, and much better, I suppose, in many ways. But the other side of it is that reading books and magazines and searching for things on my own, I think, is much more stimulating. And that's why I went in to the bookstore. I haven't been in this book. I don't ever go to bookstores in Massachusetts, but there's a Barnes & Noble on the promenade that I go into maybe three times a year just to look around if I'm buying gifts for somebody or if I'm looking for something specifically. And I found out about a book yesterday that I wanted to buy, and I went in, and they had one copy left. I was going to buy a few and give them to my friends, but it's just, you can go online and get the stuff from Amazon, and I even debated whether I wanted to take the time, but I had an hour or so, and I hadn't been on the promenade for a few months, and I love the promenade. That's one of the things, that's one of the reasons I want to stay in Santa Monica.
That's where you give the homeless people $6 cups of coffee, right?
Yeah, you can do that if you'd like to, one of the many things you can do on the promenade, but there's just something so iconoclastic about it. It's so unique, or I feel it's so unique. It's one of those things that I don't want to miss. So anyway, as I wandered around looking at people doing things and understanding how everybody, and I mean everybody, is so, if I bumped into one person, I bumped into 10. Just walking across the street, they just don't look. They don't care.
Yeah,
and so I walk straight, and I don't veer out of the way. You walk into me, that's, too bad. I don't even say I'm sorry. And I would normally do that, to be polite. But when they're so engrossed, so selfishly engrossed in what's going on, that they don't care about people around them, front of them, to the side of them, and they just keep walking, and I'm walking, and they walk right into me, that's, I don't care. I will not. I'm not going to say I'm sorry, and I'm not going to go off. I just find that to be offensive, frankly. And I'm normally pretty polite when it comes to stuff like that. But I lost my understanding because it's so selfish. It's all about them. And our lives are enough, and they ought to be about us. To be sure, in order to be happy, you have to be happy in yourself. But to be that distracted or away from what people are doing that are around you, like you're the only person in the world, that's tough for me to swallow. I think it's not. I just think it's unreasonable. It's got a note from a listener who says Apple ought to be paying us for all of the promotion that we're doing, and maybe that's
a great idea.
Yeah. Okay. Send us a check. Yeah. We'll give you the address.
Happy to work that out.
All right. So, Richie, you have a new understanding of how to use your router. Is this something for anybody who's got a router? We all have routers in order to make our computers work. So
I have Fios service for my internet provider at home.
So do I. Yeah,
and but it doesn't matter wherever you have Cox or whoever it is, your provider. There's a website that you can go to, and you can see all of the devices that are accessing the Wi-Fi in your house. And this is obviously behind the firewall and password protected, so it's safe. And as a matter of fact, I can log into it from home, but I cannot log into it out of my house. I have to be in the network to be able to access it, so it's safe. But what I've done is, instead of me having to go, hey guys, time to log off, time to do this, time to do that, and just having to deal with that every day, I went through and I have like 30 devices in the house that are connected to our Wi-Fi, between TVs, computers, iPads, phones, devices, whatever it is. And I took the time to label all of them. So now I know which device is on and which device is off. And you can create rules for any of the devices. So I created two separate rules over the weekend, and one of them is for the game system downstairs, the PS4, the PlayStation 4, and the Wii that we have. And I say, okay, let me see, when the kids get home from school, it's about 3 o'clock, I want them to focus on their homework, so I will let the PlayStation get access to Wi-Fi at 5 o'clock, and I will have it cut off at 7:30. And with the iPads, all right, they may use their iPads for homework, so I will have them be able to come on at 3 o'clock, but you know what? At 7:30 or 8 o'clock, no more Wi-Fi time. Cut it off. Boom. Mm-hmm. And now the kids just know, at 7:30, it just shuts off. So at 7:20, Sean finishes up whatever he's doing, shuts down, boom, and it's gone. And it just, it makes life a whole, Dad, can't I just have 5 more minutes?
Dad.
Nope. it just shuts off. I can't control it. And so you might need to call your provider and get a little help in setting this up. But trust me, it's a nice tool to have in your chest.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good. All right, here's the story of an 18-year-old who's not happy with her parents. The parents posted a picture of her potty training on Facebook. So she has taken the legal route to sue her parents because she doesn't like the fact that they posted. We were talking about this yesterday because I asked Megan how long it would be before Miles gets ready for potty training, because, about this time, from now until when they're three seems normal. And if you're going to put a child in preschool, I think most of the preschools say you can't bring a child to preschool. Richie, did you have that experience with Juliana? You had to be potty trained
before
school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So, these parents, for whatever the reason, and it was probably, I would think, a benign reason.
Yeah, I wouldn't think this would be something malicious.
Right.
But it's something you have to be aware of. I mean, remember, once you post something on the internet, it's there forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? And so if you're posting pictures of kids that are cute when they're 2 and 3 years old, but embarrassing when they're 20, you likely cannot get rid of that picture. So you have to think about it. When you have kids, think, and this is what I say with everything. When I type out a Facebook or Instagram or Twitter post, I read it 5 times before I hit send. Oh, yeah.
Good.
And before I post any picture, I go, okay, let me see. And I think about it 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 10 seconds before I hit okay. And I edit it because I don't want anything in there that 10 years from now I'm going to go, oh, man.
Well, that's the case here. The picture is from this lady, this young lady's baby days, difficult situations, potty training. She says in the court suit, they know no shame, no limit. Didn't care whether it was a picture of me sitting on the toilet or lying naked in my cot. Every stage was photographed, and then it's been made public. She's begged them to stop, but they keep going. She says, why my parents have the posting fetish?
That's embarrassing.
Well, they're trying to convince her to do so. It's almost like a threat, apparently, they're holding over her head. Which is not...
I wouldn't have taken that.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if, you know, you want to do a throwback Thursday and post a picture of, you know, little Janie in the on the potty, but, I mean, come on. Like, that's crazy. And once your daughter says, hey, Mom, can you please take that down, that's kind of where it should end.
Legal experts have warned parents not to post potty pictures willy-nilly. The children might sue them one day and win. A study conducted by the University of Washington, University of Michigan, find that children between the ages of 10 and 17 really concerned about what their parents might choose to post. Parents don't seem to be concerned at all. This is a Florida teenager's dad won $80,000 discrimination lawsuit. The daughter bragged about it on Facebook, and it was supposed to be confidential, so they got sued for that. So it is something that you got to keep, I think, top of mind. There's all kinds of, I mean, there's a whole new section of law based on what's going on social media.
And Leo Laporte's tech channel, they have This Week in Digital Law, what is one of the shows on, and that's all they talk about is cases like this.
Wow. All right.
It started creeping up not that long ago where you can use text messages or used to prove infidelity in divorce cases. I mean, it's everywhere. You've got to be careful.
There's a strange connection of male awe about large machinery. A picture of my grandson and I looking at a tractor book. It's posted at facebook.com/DJV show. It's 47 after the hour.
If you are a night owl, you may be more likely than early risers to develop serious health concerns. I'm Dr. Bornstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It may be that men who regularly stay up late face a higher risk of developing health problems like diabetes and sarcopenia, the gradual loss of muscle mass with aging. There's even worse news for women. Female night owls tended to have more belly fat and a higher risk of metabolic syndrome, which increases the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. We don't know exactly why this is, but nocturnal lifestyles can be associated with sleep disorders, and unusual eating times can affect the metabolism over the years. Some night owls smoke more and lead sedentary lives, which has a negative impact too. But here's the kicker. Even if you get as much sleep during the day as night sleepers, it doesn't undo the risk. So, night owls, even though you don't give a hoot about what morning people do, it may be time to conform.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader. An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Lobster fever is hard to kick this time of year and definitely adds fun to scuba. I'm Greg.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Now 53 after the hour here, time for a Tech Talk, or it could be Tech Talk time, yes. The Monday version of this focusing on AirPods that aren't on sale yet, but yet there is a lot of fear-based thinking. It always gets into trouble. People spending money because they don't think they're going to be able to use their
not
Apple
lose
device
them.
Exactly,
yeah.
Without headphones. Okay, so we get to that. And a new service for women only being provided by Uber or an Uber-like company. Let's see if you want to stand in line for that. That's up next here.
Here's an announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you miss the deadline. That's right. Don't worry if you miss the deadline for open enrollment. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need. The Health Advisor toll-free helpline has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now or anyone who just needs a better plan or a lower price. Did you miss the Obamacare deadline? Have a baby? Get married? Or get dropped from your plan? Don't worry. Plans are available now. And in just minutes, we'll help you find the right plan that's best for you and your budget. Call the Health Advisor helpline right now at 800-951-6921. The call is 100% free and the help is real. You can finally get health insurance that's right for you, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. But hurry and get covered before it's too late. Call 800-951-6921 now to find the best plan at the lowest price. Call 800-951-6921. That's 800-951-6921. 800-951-6921. Tonight on NBC, America's number one singing competition, The Voice is back. With new superstar coaches, 15-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys.
You were born to show people what love sounds like.
And multi-platinum music icon Miley Cyrus.
You are a total star.
This changes everything. An all-new Voice, followed by a special preview of The Good Place. Tonight on NBC.
All right, let's get to what's going on technology-wise. The new wireless AirPods, not on sale yet. We talked about it, what, last Thursday, Friday? I've forgotten.
Yeah, this was part of the big Apple announcement with the iPhone 7.
Last week. Yeah,
yeah, and the big news with the iPhone 7 is that there's no longer a headphone jack. So what they are now called, the earbuds are now called AirPods. And they look exactly the same as what you currently have if you have the newer earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
But they're kind of just stuck in your ear in a weird... I know Rich and I were talking about this. It just looks like you're going to lose them immediately. Mm-hmm. And Rich actually had mentioned, well, you're going to have to get some sort of a strap to keep them from losing, falling out of your ear, and then you lose one, and then you're out $160. So now there are these eye strings which mm-hmm. link the two together, and they're already appearing on Amazon, and they're only $10. So there's a new $10 solution to a problem that we don't have yet because they haven't hit the market yet. So big ups to anybody for, I think it's Spigen is the name of the company that's already.
What I didn't realize, Victoria, is that Samsung has something called Gear Icon X, which is basically the same thing. It's an in-ear little pod that can fall out of your ear at any moment, but
right.
they say it's for jogging and running and the whole bit, and yeah. they don't even have the little thing that sticks out of your ear like the earbuds do, so I don't know how you would attach those in there.
Right. Well, the one thing that kind of distresses me about all of this, and we talk a lot about health and wellness here, why do I want more electromagnetic radiation in my head? Why would I want more of it? We already have so much already. To me, this is a reason why this would be a big reason why I would boycott the iPhone 7, just for me personally.
Well, the younger people who would be using this won't be aware of that sort of thing.
No, I know.
But you will just stick with the corded earphones that you have right now with the adapter.
With the adapter. Yeah, but if the iPhone 8 or the next one, which I was planning on getting, if there's no longer that lightning jack for the or the port, if they take that away, which they're talking about transitioning people away from that, mm-hmm. I don't know if there's going to be another option except totally wireless.
I made a commitment over the weekend that I'm going to get an iPhone 14 when it comes out. I'll be first in line ahead of Richie to get an iPhone 14. Meanwhile,
I'll have to dig you up and prop you up in front of
you. Thank you very much.
that's quite a long time away.
All right, so let's talk about this new service for women that's like Uber. Why do we need an Uber service just for women? I don't get what the...
Well, apparently because they're in an effort to stop the sexual assault and harassment, which a lot of women have filed cases against Uber and Lyft. It's not just Uber, but Lyft and other companies like that. Mm-hmm. And this inspired by her dad, a woman, this one woman wanted to have a safer place to be an Uber driver, and her dad said, we'll just start one for women only, and it's called See Jane Go, and it's right now in its infancy, but it's going to spread around the country by the end of the year, I think.
In Boston, William Jordan is the father, thinking about his daughter, isn't that, that's something to behold, isn't that?
Yeah.
See Jane Go, check that out, 59 past the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.